This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is James Robbins, senior editorial writer for The Washington Times. In Monday's edition of the newspaper, he once again wrote on the issue of the unrest in Honduras, unrest basically outside of Honduras, because the people there seem to be okay with the fact that their former president, Manuel Zelaya, was removed from office by constitutional means. However, the likes of Hugo Chavez and President Barack Obama insist that Zelaya be back in there and that the new leader there should no longer be in charge. And Jim, thanks so much for your time today.
My pleasure, Greg.
This is an issue that has baffled some people for a while now as to why Obama would find himself so ardently on the side of someone who's trying to pattern himself basically after Hugo Chavez. But now there's a new wrinkle here involving the upcoming election that you say really blows the lid off of any respectable U.S. position on this side of the issue.
The process that's underway right now would put Mr. Zelaya back in office to serve out the rest of his term, and he's constitutionally limited to one term, which is up in January, and there was a previously scheduled election for November. So since the current Honduran government doesn't want him back, and since the election is so close, it would make sense just from the standpoint of diplomacy to make sure that that election went off without a hitch, and then when January came around, they could transition to a new government and end the impasse. But instead, the United States has denounced the upcoming election, which kind of puts the whole situation in free fall, because if the process was to put Zelaya back in power to the end of his term, well, his term's going to be up. So what then? It kind of undercuts any definition of a rational resolution to this problem and kind of throws it up in the air. So even from a standpoint of just rational diplomacy, it doesn't make sense.
As you point out in the editorial, Jim, the Honduran government properly followed all the steps here to remove Zelaya. So what is really behind the Obama administration's support of returning him to power?
That's really hard to say. The administration kind of rushed into this bad policy when Mr. Zelaya was thrown out in June, and they've kind of clung to it. I think it might be face-saving or ego. I really don't know. But the point is that they're being presented with a really good way to get out of this situation, but instead they're kind of doubling down on a bad policy that would put an anti-American would-be dictator back into power.
Obviously, if this election were to go forward and the Constitution is followed, Zelaya is not on the ballot. So do they want him in there for the rest of his lame duck term? Or is this just proof that they don't respect the Honduran Constitution?
Well, that's a good question. If the election goes off, then, yeah, maybe Zelaya could be put in for his lame duck term, although they really don't want him back. So I guess really the next point would be looking what happens in January when a new government is sworn in, because at that point, the United States can either recognize the new president, or if they choose not to, what standing would Mr. Zelaya have in any case to come back into power? Certainly none under the Honduran law. So what exactly would be our basis for supporting him in any case? It just doesn't make sense.
You also paint an interesting contrast in your piece today, Jim, about how the U.S. is treating the current Honduran president, Roberto Micheletti, as compared to these other nefarious figures who are coming to New York for the opening of the General Assembly, namely Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, and although you didn't mention him, Muammar Gaddafi. While these figures get to come with no real difficulty, Micheletti is not coming.
Right. The United States revoked the visas of any members of the current Honduran government. So for this conclave of world leaders, every bloody dictator, U.S. enemy, and other questionable person, like Ahmadinejad, for example, can come and enjoy the hospitality of the U.N. and tour around New York and do what they want. But President Micheletti is going to stay home. Now, what sense that makes, I have no idea.
One of the things you mentioned to me just before we started here, Jim, was that the media doesn't really pay a lot of attention to Latin America. What is the impact of that, and what message does it send to the rest of Latin America when the U.S. takes the position on this that it is?
Yeah, and it's not just the media. It's also the government. Latin America has been highly underfunded in terms of foreign aid, our military cooperation, and so forth. It's really kind of way down the list when you've got things like wars and you have Europe and conditions in Asia. And it's really damaging because in this kind of attention vacuum, you have people like Hugo Chavez starting to build an anti-American alliance network down there. And Honduras was going to be another piece in that puzzle. Zelaya was completely signed on to Chavez's plan. Chavez was underwriting Zelaya's government. And this is not good for the United States. So it's not just a question of this one country. It's a question of this entire anti-American network that Venezuela is putting together. And the people in Honduras and the government, the Supreme Court, they rose up and stopped it. We should be thanking them, not punishing them.
Well, we know that President Obama is going to be talking about global warming on Wednesday. What do you expect from Hugo Chavez if, in fact, he makes it up to New York and puts on his typical show?
Oh, on global warming, I'm sure he'll denounce everybody available but still keep pumping oil. I mean, that's how he makes his money. That's the only reason he's a threat. Venezuela without oil would be nothing. So he probably will have a lot of rhetorical devices to blame the gringo imperialists for every sin in the world. But at the end of the day, they're going to keep pumping oil.
Jim, it's going to be interesting to watch. Thank you very much, as always, for your time, sir.
Thank you, Greg.
James Robbins, the senior editorial writer for The Washington Times. His piece on the Honduran situation appears in Monday's edition of The Times. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.